A little closer to the edge. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. It started with protests against police violence by people who felt unsafe in their own neighborhoods. The protests became daily protests. They weren't intended to be violent, just the opposite. But violent people started getting involved, sometimes using the protests as cover. That brought a reaction from the other side, from people who claimed that now they didn't feel safe because of the protests. Fast forward to Portland last weekend. Anti-protest protesters in pickup trucks start cruising downtown firing paintball guns. And then someone else fires a real gun, and suddenly there's a body in the street. Every day, a little closer to the edge. Every day, the national debate moves farther away from peace and justice and more towards tit for tat. Because there are people who want the fight. They see a political system that's paralyzed, and so they will take it to the streets. So how about this? Before it gets to the point of pickup trucks with real guns and pictures of martyrs posted on burned-out buildings, how about if the people who have paralyzed our politics just make one more effort to unparalyze themselves and pull the country back from the brink? American democracy was supposed to be the vaccine for this, and if it's not, I'm sure Russia and China are ready to sell us theirs. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.